Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he behaved as a husband. Alicia, what's been going on this week?
Totes are still there.
Wait, hold on. What are totes?
Like plastic totes that you store stuff in?
Rubbermaid bins. Who calls them totes?
The rest of America.
Anna. Who calls them Rubbermaid bins?
Yeah,
right.
The bins. The
Besides the
bins.
Person who works at Rubbermaid and is taking inventory. I don't think anybody calls them a Rubbermaid bin.
Yeah, but you call them like the plastic bins. I've never heard of somebody calling them totes.
So what you're doing is you're giving a whole sentence of description instead of just saying the word totes.
Well, it's weird.
If I was you, I would stick with totes from now that you heard it.
The bins.
Right.
All right. Anyway, what's in these bins? Totes.
Christmas decorations.
Oh, what are you supposed to do with them, Raven?
Put them away.
You're supposed to put them away. In the living room, Anna. They've been in the living room for 2 weeks now since the tree came down.
Yeah, I got to get up in the garage. That involves taking the sports car out of the garage. Everything that's piled around the sports car, it's like Tetris in there.
So when are you going to do it?
Today, before the snowstorm, in between running an errand to go get a gift card for a kid's friend and doing the other stuff I have to do. Oh, and by the way, I got to take the dog to the park because she's not off today.
Oh, well, that sounds like fun. It seems like you're complaining about taking Barkley to the park, and I thought you were a good dog daddy.
I am a good dog daddy. I just have a lot of stuff to get done today.
Oh.
If Barkley could drive himself to the park or lift totes above his head, then, you know, we could get things done a little bit quicker.
How else has he been behaving? Has everything been good at the household?
He just doesn't want to put things away, and I don't know what's going on. Like, the clothes are always an issue. I told you about the dresser.
Hey, so, look closely this morning.
Oh, my God, you took the clothes off the dresser.
Yeah.
Because you knew the phone call was coming.
No, not because I knew the phone call was coming, just because I got to it yesterday.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yesterday was Thursday. That was the day of the week I got to it.
But let me ask you a question, because this is like a reoccurring thing, which always makes me laugh, because you go through the effort to bring it to the dresser.
Right.
What does it take to open the drawer and put the clothes back in it? Like, no, I'm going to leave it right on top.
Seriously.
My dresser is stuffed full, so that would mean removing other things from the dresser or finding a hanger, which sometimes is, you know, it's hard. It's a hot commodity in the house, you know what I mean? We got lots of clothes.
We don't have lots of clothes. He won't pack his summer clothes away, Anna.
Oh, so you have like all your shorts and your t-shirts and all that
stuff. I wear shorts every day at home.
Maybe if you put them in your totes, you could pack them away somewhere else.
Yeah, the problem is there's no room in the garage. There's none. I just told you.
Oh,
I can barely shoehorn the car in and out of the place.
Did you realize that there's a shortage of hangers in your home, Alicia, that apparently is such a big problem that he can no longer hang anything?
Because he has two closets, Anna. He has his closet in the bedroom. He has half of my son's closet. He uses all the hangers because he won't pack his stuff away. That's his problem. He needs to go buy hangers.
A man in a castle.
Today, go buy hangers.
Yeah, I'll fit that in. That's what I'll do.
Or take one toe and pack your summer stuff away and you wouldn't have this problem.
Right.
Never. It'll be summer again in 10 minutes.
All right. Based on all this information, which seems not so bad in the grand scheme of things, how do you think Raven did as a husband this week? What is his grade?
He had a B minus.
B minus. You had 2 weeks of A's followed by a B minus. You know, B minus is not terrible, but it's one of those things where you're like getting on the edge where you got to start shaping up a little.
Right.
Whatever. Sounds like it's going to be another busy weekend.
Well, it's going to be snow, so you guys get to spend quality time together hanging things.
And pulling the totes out.
Totes. Bins.
Right.
Nobody calls them Rubbermaid bins.
Bins. You call them bins. You don't call them totes. I've never heard of that.
I think you should take a poll.
I think we should take a poll, too. Yeah, give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Who calls it totes?